Well, the Dolphins have started off the season 2-0 as we continue on this Dolphins Monday. And whenever you win two games in a row, obviously there's a lot of stars, a lot of people that contribute. And one of the guys to contribute in a big way to both of the victories so far this year is the rookie kicker, Caleb Sturgis. He joins us in studio now. He is the reigning Pepsi Max Rookie of the Week. You got the fan vote for you. That's got to be pretty cool, though. I mean, week one to win a rookie award right off the bat, right out of the chute.
Yeah, honestly, I was pretty shocked. I just thought it was cool that I was up for it. Must not have been a great week for the rookies, but that was really neat, and obviously really appreciate all the fans who voted for me.
Yeah, well, it was deserved, obviously. Got off to the fast start, and obviously it continued from the preseason into week one, and then yesterday, right before halftime, really a huge play in this game. You know, the Dolphins and the offense move right down the field, you know, get the ball with a minute 26 to go, and then right at the end of the half, all right, let's bring out Caleb Sturgis for a 54-yard field goal, and it was like no big deal. I mean, we were laughing about it in here watching the game. Like, all right, he kicked it. They did the timeout. You had to do it again. Does it bother you at all when we get into those icing the kicker situations?
It's never bothered me too much. It just seems like something that everybody does. So, you know, you have to assume they're not icing you when you go out there for the first time and you go and, you know, do your kick. And second time, it's the same thing, and I think your percentage is going to be the same both times you go out there.
I imagine at some point it worked for somebody, and then it just sort of became a thing that everybody does. But like you said, at this point, everybody does it, so it's nothing you're never ready for. The thing looked like it was good from 64. I got to tell you, I mean, was it one of those, as soon as you hit it, you were like, all right, we got this?
Yeah, I hit it. I felt good coming off my foot. Looked up, and I knew it was in.
Yeah, I mean, we were watching on TV, and when it hits the back of the net and like pushes the net back from 54 out, you know it's probably a pretty real deal. I imagine most kickers, you like kicking in a dome, but of course they had the roof open yesterday, so it's a little bit different of a situation. Any funky winds? You don't get a lot of retractable roofs in football. That's kind of more of like a baseball thing these days. Is there anything weird happening because of like the way that stadium is set up?
Yeah, it was really weird. I honestly didn't even know till maybe a week ago that it was retractable. I was there for the combine and all, and didn't even really occur to me that it was they retracted, but there wasn't much wind out there yesterday.
All right, I know they got the big side panel that opens up in the back as well. We're talking to Caleb Sturgis. Hit the big 54-yard field goal just before halftime yesterday. They tied the game at 17. We get to all the requisite rookie questions now. Obviously, it's a whirlwind situation. You get drafted in April, and you know I imagine a lot of fans think, all right, well, then you got May, June, July to get settled in. But that's not really the case. I mean, you got the rookie minicamp right after the draft, and then all of a sudden OTAs, the veteran mini camp where everybody's here, then all of a sudden training camp, which started a week earlier for the Dolphins than pretty much every other team this year, and right into the preseason. Does it feel like April was just here, and how much of a whirlwind has it been?
Yeah, it happens really fast. Coach Cirizzi explains it the best, that the month of July that we were here, those 10, 12 days, it felt like forever. And since then, I mean, it's just been a flash until we're right now.
Absolutely. So it's gone quickly for Caleb Sturgis. How are you settled in with this team? Everybody sort of knows the three amigos thing that happens. You got the specialists, you know, the long snapper, John Denny, who, by the way, tied a franchise record to playing in his 130th straight game yesterday, and the punter, Brandon Fields, and you, Caleb Sturgis. Is that relationship nice and built up at this point with you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, those guys are seasoned vets. They're great at what they do. So, you know, it's just my role to try to fit into what they do and try to be as good as them. And it's a tough feat to do because as good as they are, but, you know, I'm trying every day to get better.
Well, you've been outstanding so far in this thing. One thing I noticed during practice, and it's more during training camp, I guess, maybe you do it all the time, and we were sort of marveling at it when we had the opportunity to watch, was go up and you'd set a ball up on the little thing, the little holder. What's that thing called that holds the ball for you? Is there a name for that thing?
There's different brands and all, but the ones we use are the Wizards.
Okay, the Wizards. Now we know. It's like a little tripod thing for people who don't know what I'm talking about almost, and it's just, you know, the little legs, and it holds the ball so you don't have to have somebody hold it for you as a kicker. So you set up the Wizard, you know, at whatever yard line, and sometimes you do the kick where you don't even run up to it. You just stand next to the ball and kind of swing your leg, and you're hitting field goals, it looked like, from 25, from 35, from 45, without even running up to the thing. Is that a warm-up deal for you? Is that a leg-strengthening thing for you? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's just a warm-up for me. You don't want to get straight into kicking at 100%. Don't want to pull anything or anything like that. But for me, too, also, I can really tell I'm going to strike the ball that day from doing the no-steps, how well it comes off my foot with a no-step. And usually, as I take more steps, it's the same contact, just a little bit more momentum.
What's the pregame, I don't want to say ritual, but the pregame routine like for you from the time you get to the stadium through the start of the game?
Right. Well, the rookies, we get there pretty early, probably about 3 hours before the game. And I like to, you know, just get settled down, change and everything. Now I had to get right out on the field, you know, see where everything is, where our benches are, where our net's going to be, and then just kind of walk through the field, see if there's anywhere, maybe it's not even, where my approach is going to be on kickoffs, and just try to leave nothing unturned out on the field, no surprises.
We're talking to rookie kicker Caleb Sturgis. You feel like an NFL player at this point, two regular season games in, or is it still a little bit surreal?
It's still a little bit surreal. Sometimes you just have to sit back and, you know, thank God for this opportunity that that I have, because a lot of times you kind of take it for granted as you're in the flow of it. But at the same time, again, you know, I know how serious of a role it is, and again, I'm just constantly trying to get better and just trying to stay here.
Very serious role, and one you've done very well so far. Last week, the Pepsi Max Rookie of the Week, and then yesterday, the big 54-yard field goal right before halftime. You've been killing it on the kickoffs as well. And, you know, with kicker talk, I think everybody sort of goes right to field goals and extra points because they put points on the board. But I imagine the amount of energy and focus and preparation you put into kickoffs is a pretty big deal as well.
Absolutely. I think field position's huge. You know, our coaches preach it, and I think it was big in our first two games. We have a great kickoff team. They get down the field fast and cover the ball really well. I just try to put them in the best position possible. Obviously, if I can hit a touchback, that's great. They're starting on the 20-yard line, but when I haven't, they've been getting them inside the 20 just about every time, done a great job.
Credit to the other guys. Yesterday, the kicker on the other side, one of the greatest in NFL history, and a guy that's made some really, really big kicks, a four-time Super Bowl champion, and Adam Vinatieri. You get a chance to talk to him at all before, pick his brain, anything like that?
I did. Before the game, you know, just introduced myself. Obviously told him it was an honor to get a kick against him. Been watching him play for quite a few years now, and after, he was just real encouraging to me and all, and, you know, really, really neat guy.
I hate to ask this question, but do you feel for him at all when he doinks that one off the left upright? Because, hey, I guess we've all been there, and that's about as tough a miss as there can be, because you know it's just inches. Or is it like, all right, good, that's good for my team?
Yeah, obviously you get both feelings as a kicker. You know, you feel a little bit for him, you know the feeling. But at the same time, I mean, it was a big play. Our defense stopped them there, and you know, for them to come away with no points when they're on the 30-yard line was huge for us.
It was a 52-yard attempt for Vinatieri. We mentioned you hit the 54-yarder before halftime. You have a number in your head, because you always hear about the coaches and the special teams coordinators saying, all right, we got to get to this yard line on a given day, you know, if we need to attempt a field goal at the end of the half, at the end of the game, whatever it is, as opposed to maybe trying for a Hail Mary. Do you have a number in your head that's sort of like, I know I'm good from here, or I know at least I'm going to have a shot from here, not counting sort of the game day conditions and the wind and the field and all that stuff?
Yeah, I think anything 60 and under, I'm pretty confident that the ball's definitely going to get there. Certain days, you know, I think I can add a few yards on that. Certain days with the winds and all, it might take away a few from that, but that's a spot I feel like I'm always pretty comfortable at.
Very good. So far, so good for Caleb Sturgis, last week's Pepsi Max Rookie of the Week. The huge field goal yesterday against the Colts. Congratulations on the two wins, all the success so far, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. That's Caleb Sturgis. We'll be back with more Dolphins Monday. You're watching the Finsiders on Fox Sports Florida, and you're listening on Dolphins.com and the Finsiders Radio Network.